This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called for a 90-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan and a new United Nations-led peace effort, as he warns the United States could withdraw all forces after May the 1st. This according to a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, reported by several news outlets on Sunday. The letter from Blinken was first published by Tolo News, an Afghan news outlet, and confirmed by The New York Times. A State Department spokeswoman declined to confirm the letter's veracity, but said the United States has not made any decisions about the force posture in Afghanistan after May the 1st. On Saturday, Afghanistan's Taliban said its leaders have restarted peace talks with the United States. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgent group said a meeting took place Friday night in Doha, where Taliban official Abdul Ghani Baradar and U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad led their respective teams. The Taliban reject President Ghani's government as an illegal entity and product of the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan. President Ghani said Saturday that he will not compromise on the country's constitution, insisting that the only way to form a government should be through fair, free, and inclusive elections under the auspices of international community. Yemen's Houthi forces fired missiles Sunday at the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry, attacking a Saudi Aramco facility at Ras Tanura in an assault the kingdom said was aimed at the security and stability of the global energy supply. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saria said Sunday that the group had launched 14 drones and fired 8 ballistic missiles in a wide operation in the heart of Saudi Arabia. You're listening to VOA News.